This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Market Podcast. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me on this show is Anuj Singhal, Stocks Editor, CNBC TV 18. Anuj, welcome to the show once again.
Thanks, Santosh. It's good to be here once again.
Yes. So, more disappointing macro numbers this week, and despite that, you still have the market rallying. Could you just take us through the week's action, Anuj?
Oh, indeed. And Santosh, I'll tell you something. This week is further proof, if one was needed, that we are in a bull market, is when you start to look every news positively, whether negative or positive. I think the fact that the Bank Nifty gained the most over the last couple of days, despite the weak macro data, is telling you that the market's thinking that that would mean that the soft monetary policy stance is going to continue. Of course, today's rally was because of that monumental Supreme Court decision on SR Steel case. But I think even previously, if you see, the Bank Nifty has been looking very strong and trying to get back to its previous high. So it's in a way telling you that we are in a bull market. Also, what was happening was that, especially today, a lot of money was being taken off, again, Infosys and TCS, and was being put into the large cap banks, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank. ICICI Bank made a fresh high this week. Today also it made a fresh high. So it's telling you that right now the market believes that all-time high is a matter of when and not if, and that's why all dips are being bought. There's just one more point that I want to make about the market action this week, is that the mid-cap action of last couple of days has left me a bit worried, because the market started to narrow once again. The last 2 days we had a rally, the market breadth was in favor of declining stocks. Now, this in itself may not be a worry, because generally the first phase of expansion is reserved for the large caps, but the broader market has to participate. If it doesn't participate, again, this rally, it may be sharp, but may not be the healthiest rally.
Then what are fund managers saying at this stage? You've been seeing a steady decline in inflows into domestic mutual funds. So what is the mood among local fund managers? Are they betting on some of these smaller stocks?
So what the fund managers are doing very smartly is that they're using this. One reason why mid-caps have again started to underperform is because you've started to see some DIS selling. Except for yesterday when you had DIS buying and FIS selling. But the trend has been large FI buying, about 1,000 crores to 800 to 1,000 crores, and almost matched dollar to dollar by DII. So what the DIIs are doing is that this is clearly an indication that there's some quote-unquote hot money which is chasing emerging markets. India's part of that, and we have been beneficiary of that. So that's why you're seeing this FI buying. From a DII point of view, the market has once again reached a stage where there's an issue of value versus growth, because you know, you want to buy mid caps, you want to buy small caps, but once again, we're put behind an earnings season where the men were separated from the boys and the large companies are still getting to become larger and larger. That's the dichotomy right now. I mean, do you want to bet on the same Bajaj Finance and pay 8 times, or do you want to get into slightly smaller ones and pay a reasonable valuation? On that, the fund managers are divided. I think what I'm getting now is that there are a lot of fund managers who believe that time to take that value bet in mid-caps has come, and they are taking that. The only problem is that they believe that they may have to sit with some mark-to-market losses for some time, but ultimately there should be a mid-cap reversal.
The other point is that high net worth investors or the large traders too are not taking up big positions in this market. Is that a cause of concern?
I don't know. See, from HNI point of view, that's actually, you know, I would say is not a problem, because, you know, when HNIs do start to take large positions, that's when I get worried about the market. I think as long as HNIs, retail, is still in a belief that we have, you know, Mandi as they call it, you know, we're going through Mandi, I think the market keeps going up. So that for me is actually not a worry. In fact, one reason, I recently wrote a blog that we should see 13,000 fairly soon on the Nifty. Is this pessimism which is still there. I think if you go out on street and talk to people, it's surprising. It doesn't look like an index of 12,000, right? You talk to people, it's as if, you know, they're thinking index is at some 10,000 or something. That's the remarkable way equities work. And the more the pessimism, the more the market will, you know, climb over it. So I take it as a positive. You know, I think for me, that's a bit of a contraindicator.
So technically, how is the market looking on the charts?
Technically, the market is looking poised for a breakout. The only thing right now is that the Nifty is struggling to take out 12,000 decisively. I think it needs some energy. And that's why, you know, I thought the decline that we had a couple of days back when the market moved to 11,800, I think it would have been better if we had, say, declined another 50-60 points, tested the 20-day moving average, perhaps even broken it, gotten some more shorts in the system. Look, in the near term, the markets will move up if there are shorts in the system. Shorts will enter if the market shows signs of fatigue or breakdown. Market almost did that. The reason we could not complete that move today is because we didn't have the amount of shorts that were needed. So I think what this market needs to do is perhaps, if I've used this example on air as well. If you played this game Mario, one of my favorite games. So when Mario keeps jumping and, you know, keeps crossing some hurdles, when he has to cross a big hurdle, he has to take 2 or 3 steps back, eat the mushroom, get the energy, and then take a big leap forward. I think the market needs to do that, and it needs some trigger, but the market will find it. Santosh, you know, I am very clear about it. This is not a market in which you want to short. We don't know when the trigger would come. For example, today's trigger, who knew that this trigger would come and the Bank Nifty would rally 500 points? We don't know when the next trigger would come for the Nifty to rally 200 points, but it will. It will take out the high, and once it does that, the move to my, you know, favorite number 12345 would be very swift, and the journey to 13,000 would have started. When would my position be negated, or this stance be negated? If you start to break 11,700, which was the last resistance, 11,650 to 700, if you start to break that and convincingly trade below that, in that case I would say that okay, the market finally rejected 12,000. As of now, I would say that this is just that last push that the market needs to take out that high, purely technically speaking.
The judgment in the SR case clearly is a positive for banks. But on the other hand, you also have some disastrous numbers from Bharti and Vodafone. There's 74,000 crores of losses between them. So how do you see that affecting A, telecom companies, and B, banks?
Yeah, isn't it surprising that we had the biggest rally in telecom today on the day they reported the biggest loss? And that is something which we have seen so many times in stock markets, Santosh, right? Because the market is always one step ahead. I think my colleague Kritika broke a very important story today, that the government could be looking at some kind of floor on pricing in telecom. Now that could be very interesting, because so far the market forces, they have clearly decided that prices need to be at a particular level. We've seen a bottoming out of tariff, that there's absolutely no doubt about, but can the tariffs move up from here? I think that is the key. I think Vodafone CEO made a statement today that the government wants 3 players, because thought process is that would we have only 2 players. So I think it's still murky, it's not for everyone, but I think one thing which is very clear is that Bharti has been the stock of this year, and amidst all the talk of gloom and doom, this is a stock which has actually returned 35% this year. So this is a market which thinks that the worst is over for at least Bharti. I think Idea is more of a gamble. So, you know, if you are one of those who wants to gamble, perhaps, you know, you want to take that gamble, I would not advise it. It could be a good trading play. But purely from the investment point of view, there's been some serious buying in Bharti. Yesterday, it went to 353. It didn't break 350. Last time also, when the AGR ruling came, it didn't break 350. And from 353 to 400, it's been a stunning move. So I think telecom would now be a 2-player race between Bharti and Jio. And I think in a duopoly, like we've all read in economics, both players make money. So there's a good chance that the worst for telecom is over. Idea is a bit of a black hole from the bank's point of view. Because if Idea has to go to NCLT and then, you know, all this fresh issues emerge, that could create a bit of a black hole for the banks. But unfortunately, in telecom, this is not a sector call that you can take now. You have to take a stock call now.
Any cues that you're picking up from the F&O market, Anuj?
Well, Santosh, weekly options data is showing some interesting activity. I think there are some bets being taken that the Bank Nifty perhaps could take out the new high as early as next week itself. That's one interesting thing. I think the other interesting thing was that there was a lot of punting which happened in telecom stocks for the last 2 days. We saw today, for example, the big move. So that's also interesting. There's some move which is happening in some of the metal names. So I don't know if the market believes that finally there would be a US-China deal. So there's some activity happening, but that could be a pure punt. Apart from that, I mean, stock specific, there have been some activity in stocks like, say, Jindal Steel and Power and a couple of others. But yeah, I mean, that's it. Also, one thing which happened is that Bank Nifty futures slipped into discount this week at one point, 2 days back. That's at times the clear indication of a market which is willing to go up. When futures start to trade at a discount, that means that A, there's cash market buying, and B, there's some shorting. And if shorts don't get followed through, there would be a rally. So I think next week, if the market gives you an opportunity where once again, if the Bank Nifty futures slip into a discount or Nifty futures slip into a discount, I think that would be a great buying opportunity.
So now that the earnings season is out of the way, what are the factors you see driving sentiment in the short term?
I think same thing I'll repeat that I said last week as well. The most important cue from the market's point of view from now on would be the build-up to the budget. I know we're talking a bit early right now because we are in November, budget is January end, but the market will want to see if that whole personal income tax rate, you know, is going to slash or not. In the absolute near term, with the earnings season over, you'll want to watch out for what's happening with the US-China trade talk and in general what's happening with the global market, because the last bit of rally is purely global in nature. And if FII money keeps pouring in, the market will keep going higher, at least at index level. So that's something to track. And from the government point of view, I think it's a government which has realized that just by doing piecemeal actions, it can improve sentiment. And I think from the government's table, you would keep getting something. Yesterday, for example, we had news that government is looking, for example, to even cut stake in IOC below 51%. So, you know, all these kind of small, you know, activities here and there, I think the market would be really excited.
Well, thank you, Anuj, on that note, for sharing those insights with our listeners. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Santosh. Same to you.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Thank you for listening to the Market Podcast. And in case you have any feedback or suggestion, please write into mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Have a great weekend.